This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, May 16th. I'm Jed Moynihan with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Colorado State Patrol is investigating after a motorcycle crash last night on I-25 that left one person dead. According to CSP, the crash happened around 8:13 between the exits at InterQuest and Briargate in North Colorado Springs. When troopers arrived, they found the rider, a Colorado Springs man, unresponsive. He was pronounced dead on scene. The left lane of I-25 South was closed for around 2 hours last night. Aggressive driving is being investigated as a possible factor in the crash. Meantime, La Junta Police and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation are searching for the suspect in a homicide Friday. Officials say it happened at the 1500 block of East 6th Street in the Morningside Heights neighborhood. A man was shot and killed inside a car outside an apartment building. Authorities are searching for the suspect, a white or Hispanic male, possibly in his 30s, as well as a female, believed to be with the suspect leading up to the shooting. The suspect vehicle is described as a silver four-door Pontiac with an unknown Kansas license plate. We're learning more about a deadly rollover crash in Pueblo this weekend. It happened on I-25 just north of Purcell Boulevard yesterday afternoon. State Patrol says the Colorado Springs man was ejected from his car and died on scene. His 1985 Chevrolet pickup truck was traveling south on the highway in the left lane when he lost control. Parts of I-25 were closed in both directions for more than 3 hours for the investigation. Meantime, new data from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment shows a small percentage of Coloradans fully vaccinated against the virus continue to test positive, be hospitalized, or die from COVID-19. Since eligibility opened up for the vaccine mid-January, over 2,000 people vaccinated against the virus have since tested positive, according to the data. The state refers to these as breakthrough cases, which accounted for about 1.4% of all reported cases in Colorado for that time period. And the latest CDC guidance suggests schools should keep using masks until the end of the school year. The agency released updated guidance this weekend, saying all students won't be fully vaccinated by the end of the academic year. Children under the age of 12 aren't yet eligible to receive a COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. The recommendation comes after the CDC said this week that fully vaccinated people do not need to wear masks or practice social distancing indoors or outdoors except under certain circumstances. That's a look at your top headlines. For more headlines, go to KRDO.com. I'm Jen Moynihan. Have a great Sunday.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a few strong and severe storms already occurring across Highway 50. If you live in central southern or southeastern Colorado, make sure you stay very aware of the weather tonight. Even a couple tornado warnings out there as well. So severe weather threats, large damaging hail, strong wind gusts, and even a quick spin-up tornado across Highway 50. Colorado Springs, a couple of our showers are possible through the overnight hours. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.